Mark and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Well, this is pretty fitting for a guy who won two Super Bowls. Eli Manning had a baby on Sunday.
Oh.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
The Giants quarterback and wife, Abby, watched their fourth child, son Charles, be born shortly after midnight on February 3rd. The couple got married in 2008. He has three daughters. Now he's got a boy.
Oh.
Finally.
It's funny that that boy's head looked a little deflated. No, that's it. Was it Eli or Peyton?
That was Eli.
Eli.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You know the guy who beat Tom Brady twice in the Super Bowl?
Yeah. How many times did Rodgers beat Brady ever?
Doesn't have to.
I don't think he's ever beat Brady.
Yes, he has. You know, they've only matched up twice.
Yeah.
Brady and Rodgers. And Rodgers is 1-1 and Brady is 1-1.
Yep. Mm.
I'd love to see them in a Super Bowl together.
It'd be nice.
That would be awesome.
It'd be nice. It would be good awesome. For you, but it would be nice.
That would be, dude, Rodgers throw all over him. It'd be amazing. Touchdown left and right. Rodgers would have like 1,000 yards throwing. 36 touchdowns.
Right. Then Brock wakes out of REM sleep.
With just a massive hardwood. So anyway, congrats to Eli and his wife. That's very exciting having
him. Yeah, maybe it's time, Eli.
Yeah.
You know what? I was thinking about him the other day.
He should just retire. I don't know what he's trying to prove.
If you're owner of the Giants,
yep.
Do you let him go? He hasn't been that good, has he?
He hasn't been that good, but he's their franchise quarterback, and I don't see them letting him go. He won them two Super Bowls. They're going to let him go on his accord. But, you know, hell, 49ers let Montana go.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true.
So, who knows? Who knows? Leaving a bar after a night of drinking and forgetting your credit or debit card. Thereafter opening a tab. We've all done it.
Oh, yeah.
We've all done it. You get wake up the next year like, oh, where's my card? I left it at the bar. Well, don't worry. There's a new app that'll help you not do that. TabX is an app that allows you to open and close your tab without ever taking your wallet out. Not only does it prevent you from leaving your card behind, it also helps you to avoid standing in line at the end of the night waiting for the bartender to close you out. You just close out your own tab, add a tip, and you're out of there.
Boom.
We're going to see more of this. I guarantee we're going to see more of this. So
I'm surprised more people don't pay with their phone.
I think it's still kind of like, because what, you got that Apple Pay?
So does everybody have to have TabX then?
That's what I'm wondering. I don't know if the bar needs to be on it or if there's a way like you scan it or some. They put in a code
the bar
or something.
The bar's got to be, the bar has to have it.
I think
they
so.
They got their own POS system, you know?
It doesn't really say in here, but I mean, maybe there's a way you just swipe it and you get a code or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
anyway. Sounds cool.
We're going to see more of that. Like, I'm still not into the whole, you take your phone and it pays. Like, I don't understand all of that. But, or like, people got the watches, you know, you can just.
Yeah. Just surgically put a chip in me. I'll be cool
with
that.
That's going to happen. I know where they can put the chip.
Hang on.
Lastly, speaking of unzipping, people were trapped inside during the polar vortex.
Mm.
How did they pass the time, Hunter?
Well, having kids or not having kids, making kids.
Knuckle kids.
Right. Knuckle kids.
Watching porn.
Doing the five knuckle shuffle. Huh?
Lots and lots of porn. That's right. Pornhub just released some stats from last week. And apparently, we all were watching a lot of porn.
Oh, Brock.
Jeez. Good God.
Porn viewing was up 22% in Minnesota.
Wow.
12% in Wisconsin, 9% in Illinois and Indiana, 7% in Iowa, 6% in Ohio, North Dakota, and Nebraska, and 2% in South Dakota and Missouri. Now get this. The only state that didn't see a jump was Michigan.
Really?
Our porn was down 2%.
Oh.
Because we're good Christian people.
We're good people. You know?
We're not degenerates like those Minnesota sons of bitches.
Yeah. We go out and play in the snow.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. We're not in there just beating the hell out of our privates. Pornhub thinks that it might be because Michigan asked people to turn their thermostats to 65 because of the natural gas shortage, and that meant it was too cold inside for people to get it on with themselves.
It's too cold to rub one out.
That's how I stayed warm. I don't know about you guys. I turned the heat down and then just got real cozy.
Yeah.
Lit some candles.
You made your own tent.
My own little tent with heat. Right. Use friction for heat, like starting a fire. Anyway, but that's, yeah, there you go. We were all watching porn, except for Michigan, during the polar vortex.
Yeah, he seemed a little tired when he came back from break.
Exhausted.
Yeah.
Bags under my eyes. Ain't no break on a snow day.
Your hands are very soft.
So soft.
You've been lotioning your hands for...
So soft. All right, that's your morning dump, of course, brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back. The